you've just also released a brand new video for your recent single, Half Past Nine.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration for that one?
Yeah, that was a really fun one as well. We had two festivals we were playing in BC, and we had a week between them. So we thought we would use that time wisely and shoot some music videos. So we went out to Vancouver Island and worked with our talented friend, Ben Giesbrecht. He's got a terrific eye and really good director of photography and an actual photographer as well. So we wanted to hang out with him on a social level, and we thought, hey, let's do a video while we're here. So we were scouting out some places, and we actually went surfing the day before right where we did the video. So we thought, hey, this is perfect. And it was kind of too cold for the locals to come out, so the beach was pretty well vacant. So that was helpful. But yeah, the concept of the video, I mean, you could read into it and think that it's cyclical. It begins and ends in the ocean, or all these deep thoughts. But the truth is, we just wanted to do something kind of abstract and kind of unique, and emulate again a one shot, because I think those are really impressive when whomever is filming can pull that off. So we wanted to do that, and it's a little bit weird. Poor Will, our singer, he started the video in the ocean, it must have been 1 degree. Like, it was really, really cold. And then there's another portion of the video where I'm burying him in sand. So, like, he just got worked. He probably, I don't think he got pneumonia, but I don't want to rule it out. But yeah, the result was really cool. We had a nice kind of beautiful, if I can say that and toot our own horn, a beautiful video came out of it. So we're thankful. It was a lot of fun.
How do you all approach your songwriting? Is it a very collaborative process, or does one of you typically take the lead?
Yeah, when we write, it's very collaborative. Typically, the music comes first, and we write in a very like call and response sort of way. So someone will truly just start playing whatever comes to their fingers, I suppose, and then the other guys will just respond with kind of raw instincts. So we're very a jam band in that sense. And then typically, like, our first instincts are usually pretty spot on. Sometimes we'll overthink things and change things till kingdom come. But for the most part, we just kind of see what happens naturally. And there's no discussion or overthinking or, hey, you should really do this or you should really do that. It's typically very just natural and organic. And then when we go into the studio, things are under the microscope and we take it a lot more serious. But when we're generally just composing out of the gate, it's very collaborative and natural. And then the lyrics typically fall on Will, our singer. He's the one who has to sing them every night. So we usually leave well enough alone. But even in that realm, we're very involved and we voice our opinions. And there's no stepping on toes. We all like trust one another that we have kind of the best at heart. So with that in mind, we always assume the best of one another and hear each other out. And typically at the end of the day, something meaningful comes out the other end.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Oh, that's a great question. I think for me specifically, I feel most connected with the music when we're writing or composing, like kind of getting ideas from our brain to the speakers, so to speak. So that process and those growing pains, and that to me is the most exciting, because I'll think something and then I'll try to translate it to my fingers. And then usually, often the case, we'll stumble upon something completely different along the way, but sometimes that can be like really inspiring or better in lots of cases. So for us, like when we're writing, I think it's the most exciting because there's perhaps the most unknowns in that element. Like when we're playing live, we try to have everything dialed in, and when we compose, we're very much a jam band, and there's a lot of room in the margins to take things different directions. But when we're playing live, we're pretty calculated and dialed in, and like the arrangements are the arrangements kind of thing. So that's super fun and special and like cool in its own right, because we get to kind of share that with the audience and see how they interact with the music. So that's really special, but for different reasons. For me, the creative side, so I guess composing the notes as opposed to recreating the notes. I think the composing part is the most exciting for me.
I've heard some rumors that you have some sort of new immersive concert experience in the works for June and some other interesting things coming up over the next few months as well. Tell me about what's on the horizon for you musically.
Oh, yeah, we have lots of exciting things right around the corner. I believe this is being aired right after we announce our record, so I can talk about that. We have a new album coming out on August 30th. It's called How Do We Stay Here? And we recorded it some time ago, and we've been working on it, and there's lots of exciting things around the release. So we have this immersive tour that you spoke of, and I can't quite drop all the heavy details for that just yet, but I can say that it will be the first of its kind and never been done before, and is kind of pioneering, hopefully, a new form of live music. And I wish I could talk about it, but all you need to know is we're really, really excited about it. We've been working on it for 15 months, and we're excited to finally do it and share it with an audience across Canada. So we'll actually be touring it across Canada in August and playing at different art galleries and museums and things like that. So it's going to be really unique and kind of cutting edge in the tech realm. And that's all I can say right now. But I can talk about our new record. So that's exciting. That's out August 30, and we're really excited about it. It's our strongest release to date, like no questions. It's has some quiet confidence about it. It's kind of unassuming and maybe not trying as hard as Lens, for example. And I think both like aesthetically and sonically, it's quite pleasant. I think it'll be a record that hopefully stands the test of time.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of all these cool upcoming releases?
Yeah, closetalker.ca. We'll keep everything updated. And then we have all the typical, you know, band social media things, Facebook, Instagram. I think we're a little more on top of Instagram than Facebook, it seems. In that world, we'll post stories and things, and Facebook, we're less frequent, but we're there. But yeah, closetalker.ca will have everything you need to know that's important.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song Reptiles. What can you tell me about that one?
Sure. Yeah, this song we recorded as part of our album for Lens, and it's a cool track. It's really fun to play live. It kind of has this chugging guitar that really pushes things, and it's an energetic one live. It's not really one where we like sit back in the pocket. We're always kind of pushing and it's a lot of fun. So yeah, I would be pleased if you play it.
Perfect. Matt, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.